Wheelchair curling newcomers Asani, Hess were ready to take to the ice at Nationals World Men's Curling Championship coming to Moose Jaw in 2025. Former Sask Polytech student appointed as new dean of Moose Jaw Campus Business School. Moose Jaw's usher, Sand win silver at high school wrestling provincials. Palliser Heights wins Bantam Boys District Basketball Championship. Transition House celebrates official grand opening of its downtown office. Moose Jaw's food bank reopens, thanks to outstanding community support. Briarcrest Clippers win bronze medal at ACAC Women's Basketball Final Four. Coto Hills Elementary, the new name for Prairie South's half of Joint Use School. Dance for Hunger sees huge donation for Moose Jaw and District Food Bank. Square One's 2024 Walk for Warmth helps raise over $8,000 to address homelessness. Warriors sign Coach O'Leary, GM Ripplinger to multi-year extensions. CFUW announces first recipient of new province-wide women's educational grant. Hillcrest Golf Club Open House gives in-depth look to massive changes proposed for course. Central uses late run to defeat Peacock and claim 4A Boys Provincial Basketball Gold. Toilers hold off late charge by Cyclones to claim 4A Girls Basketball Bronze. A hug from everybody in Canada, 4 veterans receive quilts from national program. City Hall honors 4 groups for promoting and preserving history. National Quilting Group does good work supporting veterans. Moose Jaw Mavericks win U13A Girls Provincial Hockey Championship. Canadian wheelchair curling gold medalists bid farewell to Coach Argwin. Saskatchewan wins second straight Canadian Wheelchair Curling Championship. Warriors. City sign new 5-year lease agreement for use of events center. Furkus. Matichuk named co-winners of Warriors Player of the Year.